Or kiss life. So, following along the lines I said yesterday in the drasha, so that Al-Hanisim is part of the general kviyas of Hanukkah for Hoda'a, that's probably why the Hanukkah in Al-Hanisim, because Al-Hamichya has no section in it or phrase really corresponding to Hoda'a. In Benching, you have Birchus Ostats with Elachai Malokeinu, so it's a Birchus, it's called Birchus Hoda'a. But in Al-Hamichya, although there's mention of the Oretz, but there's no Hoda'a mentioned, it doesn't fit in any part of Al-Hamichya. That's what many give as the reason for that. As far as the halacha, you're high up, let's say, you don't have a way to light the Birchus Haram. So the question of the Chalon or the Pesach of the house, so if you're not 20 Amos up, it's to me, it's but of a portion you should light by the Chalon, that in the Gemara, you'll be Mekayim to continue the Gemara, lighting for the Bnei Rishus Rabbim in the Chalon, because it's seen from the Rishus Rabbim. If you're higher than 20 Amos, other people put by the door. I think the Chassidish will put it by the door. I don't really get that. I mean, it's the door is an inyan of the mezuzah, but that doesn't override the ikka mitzvah of pirsumei nisa. If you're more than 20 amas up, then even then, to say you're doing it for the hall, even if there's neighbors on the floor, but that's not rishus harabim. So I would say that if you're going to do it by the door, if you're more than 20 amas up, there's still a question of the chalon for bnei rishus harabim. I mean, the chalon is. Maybe somebody will see it, but it's really for the Bnei Habayis. But if you put it on the door, by the door, you shouldn't put it on the outside for the neighbors, for the people. That's not Rishus HaRabim. So you should make sure the people in the house can see it, as it seems to me, for the Bepushit. You must make sure it can be seen by the... Even if you put it by the Pesach, and you mad if the Pesach, that's your minig, or that's whatever. So you should make sure it can be seen by the people in the house. Because the people across the hall and on that floor, the few people that live there, let's say there's four apartments on the floor, that's not Bnei Rishus HaRabim, that's not the Takanas HaMitzvah. So if you can't have a way to show it to Bnei Rishus HaRabim, so you show it to the Bnei Bayis. That became the way the mitzvah was done in later Doros, that's talked about by the Achrayim, but that's an oifen of Kiyam HaMitzvah, so the Bnei Bayis. So certainly you should make sure it's being seen by the Bnei Bayis. Okay. Chavis Alvavis, he's talking about, he finished the whole section of the Pituyim of the Yetzer Hara. And now he says something very different kinds of theological arguments. So now he says something very, very interesting. He says, V'zeh ha-dimyon b'chelek ha-rishon, these examples that I gave in this first section of the Pituim of the Yetzer Hara, because he's going to give a whole other type of list shortly. But here he finished the first list, which is more philosophical, maybe even theological arguments. So he says, "Zeh adimyan b'chelek harishon asher yisapik bo hayetzer esodom sheyecholosh b'chochma." These are arguments the Yetzer Hara gives the person when he's not so learned. So he's not so knowledgeable about the things the Torah has to say, or Sfarim have to say about these ideas. So then I told you how to brush off the Yetzer Hara. Now he says something interesting. But if a person is knowledgeable of Lemiya, Adam Chacham B'Das Olakim B'Toroso, then it's sometimes much harder. Because then the Yetzer Hara comes to him with a pilpul, trying to get him to have a deeper understanding and a piece of Torah, and he quotes Chazals and he misquotes them. Then you don't have what to answer so fast, like I told you before. Until now I was telling you ideas, and this is what you should answer, but they're all on a relatively simple level. But if you are knowledgeable, then Yetzer Hara is for everybody. So the Yetzer Hara also takes the guise of the Shtikl Torah and the Talmud Chacham, and he twists the Chazal, and he twists your mind, and that's already much harder to answer because he has a whole stickle Torah. Yishtadol hayetzel lahachnes hahefzer olav v'hashibush b'chachmosu v'maseyu v'derech hatayna v'haraya. Like a debate, like a debate style. Meizet satcha yuchal. I mean, amuskol, and he throws everything at you. Logic, v'akosuv, and psukim, v'amakubal, and gemoros. V'yovi mofis al mashi yireyu alav ben amotzim hamavhilim. He'll bring rayas that in Hashkafa Rishayna they seem to be very conclusive rayas. And Asherhinak tamosum amitios v'lo toldosei mechuyavos. You have to like really delve into it deeply to see the flaw of the argument. If you have a clear head and you could answer him back, but there hamolfes bofani has horrible, like you're a good debater, and you could take apart his arguments, his rational, logical arguments, what seems to be logical and rational. Tire bofani has horrible be'ez advarim v'machlokel v'mi yezichlo chazach. So then you tira, then you'll be able to see Ofani tos Yitzchak Rayosu Mofso Vizbor Lchohemes Vtera Lchohanachona Vtimolit Chachmos Menasofek Umaasecho Mena Irbu. But maybe you're not that smart, so you're in the most precarious position. A more simple person gets more simple arguments and has more simple answers. But a more sophisticated fellow, so he gets a more sophisticated argument, and he sort of shows him this study, and that study, and this piece of Torah, and that piece of Torah, and it's Maval Bel. Right? It's like you wake up, you have all this Torah out there on the internet, you have like thousands and thousands of parsha sheets, and each one's giving you a different message, and you get all... You get a headache from it, and then the Eitzar comes and he proves to you that this is important and that's not important, and you don't have to live like this, you have to live like that, and you don't know what to answer him. So that person is in a bigger sakana, the person that has a little knowledge. So then the Eitzar twists and turns everything, and you might not have enough knowledge to be able to know what to answer. So he has an Eitzar what you should do with such a situation. We'll see tomorrow, Bezos Hashem.